section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Multiple title changes, Survivor Series is this weekend, and it's free, and TNA finds a new home. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Brad Maddox and Great Khali are gone from the WWE, or are they just gone for now?
You know, I don't know. I think that they're going to be gone in general. I think that Great Khali was the type of person that I don't know. I didn't see anything for him. And, you know, he was really big in India. And I guess, you know, for the Indian audiences, it was really great. But I think that a lot of the American audience was just like, wow, it's a tall guy who cannot wrestle to save his life. I don't even remember any match that he's won, to be honest. All he did was lose matches, you know. So it was kind of like, what's the point in him?
Well, remember, he also was the champion at one point, if you remember that. Yeah, it was kind of a sad thing. But yes, he was the champion. But he was just there. He was tall and they wanted him because otherwise he'd go somewhere else. So, of course, he shows up there. Yeah, Maddox was the funny one because, as you remember, Sin Cara was Triple H's first little project. And then so is Brad Maddox. And now they're both gone. But the thing is, I don't think Maddox is gone. But if he was, not a big deal to me. He
didn't offer anything either. You know, he was somebody that was like, what's the point in him? You know, he was a ref and then he became a GM from there. And I didn't really see anything special with him. You know, it's not like he could talk. He didn't have he had a look, but I mean, that was it. You know, it's not like he had a great look either. He just had a look. You know, he was a little unique. He wasn't fantastic, though. So, you know, I think that both these guys, it's kind of like, who cares? But speaking of getting rid of things, Andy. So TNA, as we know now, is leaving Spike TV, and they're destined for Destination America. What do you think?
Well, Destination America is actually an interesting channel, but it's all to me, that's more of a travel channel. A lot of the shows they had on Travel Channel actually were on Destination America, of all things. They had a lot of like Disney shows. They had a lot of like they would have, I think Extreme Yachts was on there as well. It was nothing like, oh my gosh, this is such a great channel. It's there and it's becoming more, but it's kind of just sitting there. But the thing about this that actually is going to help TNA is that they're going to replay Impact, which is something Spike never did. So I wouldn't be surprised if Impact airs, gosh, on Wednesdays. I wouldn't be surprised they aired on Saturday and Sunday as well. But the other big thing is that they're just not getting Impact. I believe that they're going to get Explosion as well. And they're going to do the boot camp, the TNA boot camp that's been successful overseas. I believe you'll see those two. But realistically, you're going to have Impact. And I believe they're going to have like a B show, kind of like Explosion. But it's going to be, we'll say half of it, more of a WWE Superstars where you have half wrestling and then half recap. Explosion was a match and then all recap. I believe you'll have more. You'll have a couple matches and then that'll be it. But that's the positive thing about TNA actually going to Destination America.
You know, and the thing is, dude, this is something that Spike could have been doing. You know, I understand that, Impact costs a little bit more money to run than you know, Cops, for example. But you had an opportunity there to really make a really great show and to really showcase these talents and try to make people like it again. And the problem is that TNA didn't get any love with Spike. They just didn't, you know, and Viacom wasn't any help. So instead, they go with Discovery and they go to Destination America. And like you said, I agree wholeheartedly. I think that you have Impact, have that be your Wednesday night show. Have like a Friday night show, you know, have that be Explosion or have that be a Monday show, something like that. And really kind of try to hype things up. And I think that'd actually be a really good idea. And right now, Destination America, let's be honest, they don't really have any really good original programming. It's not the type of thing that you or I would watch on a regular basis, here and there, maybe like once a month. But this will actually get us to tune in now every single week. So I think that it's a smart move on their part.
Do you get Destination America?
So I actually I don't get it in my current package, so now I have to do a different one.
So you have to upgrade just to watch Impact Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the sad part about it, but you know, at least they're going to a network that I believe will promote them more, because when you watch Destination America, like you know, we're big Disney freaks, so like when they have their Disney weekend thing, they run those shows constantly, but they will promote it as well. So I would be surprised if they're like, hey, this is our new original programming, Impact Wrestling. They're going to start promoting a lot more. And maybe you get some people that were like, you know, I haven't watched wrestling in a while. Oh, I remember Jeff Hardy. I remember Kurt Angle. Of course, I'll watch it now. And I believe that you might be able to get some more people interested in it. But but also with Destination America, they're expanding more and more. So this could actually help Impact in the long run. I don't think it'll hurt Spike TV at all, but I got to give them credit at least. They went to a place that I believe will help them out. The only thing I'm wondering is, what is the actual deal? Because it's a multi-year deal, so it's going to be at least 2 years they're going to be on there. Are they getting the same amount of money they're making with Impact, with Spike TV, or are they getting more? Because remember, the place that they're going with, they take 20% of the cut. So if they get, you know, $1 million a year, they're actually only getting $800,000, and $200,000 goes to the place that got them the deal, in quotes, I like to say. Because I believe that realistically, TNA could have got this on their own.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. I think that they hired this group because they thought that they were going to, you know, they get a 20% cut, but they were going to increase what they were going to be getting. So realistically, they just wouldn't have to do the extra work. And unfortunately, that did not happen. So, you know, I don't know what type of deal. I don't think it's going to be anything better than what they're probably currently getting right now, to be honest. But that's all speculation at this point. I don't know if we'll ever have a definitive answer to it.
I believe it'll come out eventually. But the thing is, Impact's not done on Spike yet. They're going to run best of shows. If I'm correct, December 3rd, December 10th, December 17th and December 24th, they're going to run best of shows. So they'll still be on that network for a little bit. But I believe that if TNA was smart, they would get a show going here in the next few weeks and tape actually for something. So it's actually a quote unquote live show either on the 17th or on the 24th. That would help them out. And then they could promote that they're going to be on Destination America as well. So then viewers are like, oh, so that's right, they're moving. Like what WWE did, I think that what hurt them most is when they left USA, the last like 5 seconds, JR says something about it. And that was it. So, and it took a few weeks before people realized that I was on a different network. And then also when they went back, same thing. So, you know, we got to give TNA credit. They're going to be around. And I think that's going to help the WWE a little bit, because it's going to give them, you know, they'll have not really some, like, you know, big competition, but they'll have some. So maybe we'll see an improved product on both ends. The other thing.
One can hope.
Yes, one can hope. Something interesting happened. I've gone to an indie show here, and we're going to try and go next month because Elgin was going to be there. So I told a friend of the show, Dave, I was like, you know, we should probably go see it, because I like seeing Elgin wrestle because he can wrestle. But here's something weird. The guy of Dreamwave Wrestling sent out a tweet saying that Elgin's not going to be there now. And the reason is that Ring of Honor is starting to pull certain people from the indie, basically the indie shows. So like PWG and like Dreamwave, for instance, they're not letting certain talents go there because of their contracts. Do you think this is a bad idea?
Yes and no. I think that it is a bad idea in the sense that they're losing some exposure. So for example, Ring of Honor is definitely a regional promotion. It's something I've talked about in the past. And they don't get nearly as much promotion as they probably could. And so having Michael Elgin show up at these indie shows, it's something that you might go to and be like, oh, this guy is getting a lot of cheers. Why is he such a big deal? Oh, he wrestles for Ring of Honor. What's Ring of Honor? I'm going to take a look, blah, blah, blah. You know, you get more eyeballs than on your product. So that's why I think it's a bad thing. It is kind of a good thing, though, because that way you preserve the integrity of the wrestler. So I believe it was Davey Richards broke his leg for Impact. Luckily, they had taped so much so far in advance that it didn't matter that he broke his leg, that he was able to rest and get it healed up. And so, you know, he was on TV. Obviously, he was at home resting. But it's something that if Michael Elgin is going into a pretty big pay-per-view match in a couple weeks and he's shown up on an indie show and some indie guy, you know, is going to do a move to him and really messes up and hurts Michael Elgin, guess what? Ring of Honor then just lost out on a huge payday. And so I think that's why it's smart on Ring of Honor's part to try to hold some of these people back or not let them do certain things, you know, in preparation for really big matches.
And with this, I think the big thing with Dreamwave is that they're on Saturday and then Final Battle, Ring of Honor's pay-per-view, like not IPPV or IPPV, but their pay-per-view that anyone can get is on Sunday. So I understand why they pulled them. I just wish that they would have told Dreamwave over a month ago that, hey, just to let you know, he's not going to be there because, well, you're on Saturday and then he has to fly out that morning or that night to Final Battle. That's all I wish that, you know, that they would have done, but I understand why they're doing it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with TNA as well, because are they going to do the same things? Because a lot of the guys at TNA, they can make, you know, a $2,000 payday on one night worth, you know, for working once. And if they work, you know, every Saturday, if they're making $2,000 a shot, like someone like Jeff Hardy, who probably gets at least that, if not more, he can make an extra $8,000 that month plus his impact checked. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out, but it's a wait and see.
If I was running a company, the way that I would have it set up, if I was running like a TNA sized company, let's say, I would say, look, Jeff, you are more than welcome to go to these shows. But the thing about it is 2 weeks prior to a pay-per-view, we can't have you do it. You know, so at that point in time, it would be in the contract. We can't have you go, especially when you're in a main feud. Now, if he was, let's say Jeff Hardy was taking on Mr. Kennedy in just a grudge match, that's okay. You know, then I would, then, you know, we would have him be able to go. But Jeff Hardy is the TNA champion and he's going to be defending it against, you know, an up and comer. Then guess what? I'm sorry, but probably for the next month, you're not going to be going anywhere else. You're going to only be with TNA. And that's the way that you have to do it. I think that has to be a case-by-case basis. You know, you can get some exposure. You also are helping those wrestlers out because guess what? They get to choose how much money they want to make. You know, if Hardy's like, guess what? I kind of want to make $10,000 this month. Oh, wait, that's five appearances I got to do. You know, then he does it. But if he's like, you know what? I kind of don't want to do that. So he doesn't do it. And that's the way I would do it if I was in that, the driver's seat.
You know, now I need to backtrack about something about TNA because I just realized something. Are they going to continue with this ridiculous taping of where they tape 3 days in a row and they tape for six shows? Or are they going to go back to maybe every other week where they will go live in quotes and then do a tape show and then continually do that? Or, I mean, what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to have their own home now? They're not going to tour? That's the other thing.
And, you know, just same thing here. If I was running it, the way that I would do it is I would do every other week. And the reason I would do it that way is because, you know, it makes it a little bit more special. You know, I think that it makes it a little bit like, oh, this is kind of cool. I really liked watching TNA live because that way it was a little bit of suspense. And that's the thing about Raw, too. I think Monday nights for me, when I get a chance to see Raw, I know it's live. I know that none of this stuff has been spoiled. It's all brand new. And so I really enjoy it. And I think that wrestling is that type of thing where you need to be able to see it within a day or so of when it was put out. Otherwise, it's kind of like, who cares? And I think TNA, it's kind of similar. And yeah, you know, like you find out, oh, hey, next week that, you know, this is going to happen. And it's like, oh, well, whatever. I'll still watch them. So it could be some good matches. And that's the way that you do it, too. You know, you have the first, the live one, have the big stuff happen. You have a reveal. You have, you know, a title change. You know, you have something really big happen on the live ones. And then the taped ones, you just have really amazing matches. That's where you have your X Division matches. This is where you have some tag team matches, some feuds getting set up, some hype for the following week. Let's just say you know, I don't know, I'm throwing this out there. Some masked man comes and attacks somebody. Who is it? Find out next week. You know, that's when you do that type of stuff, because that way when it's live, people are going, oh, this is really cool. I'm really happy that I'm tuning in live. Whereas right now it's kind of like, oh, you know, I know exactly that the title was going to change hand because that happened 6 weeks ago.
So we're still talking about the fact when I got to see Austin Aries come out as Manic and then they revealed it on the second show, not the first show. So that it could have been, they could have dragged it out a little bit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, yeah, that You know what? One thing that bothered you as well is when the WWE Network initially came out, you said that I wish they had, you know, a watch list and a resume watching. And guess what happened this week? They did it. They finally listened to the show back in the day. They're like, let's backlog some off the marks. And then they're like, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's implement that. And they did. And here's the best part. And this is what blew my mind. I was getting achievements on for my Xbox One. And I was just so
which is dumb.
But yes, watch something from 2000. Okay, I will. Fast forward. Achievement unlocked. Okay, back out. Then I go the following morning, I check out the WWE Network and it has resume. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to finish watching that pay-per-view. But that's cool that they did that and also have your watch list as well, because that should have been done since day one. I don't understand why they waited this long to do it. But this also may get some people who did not get the network. And since it's free this month, they were like, you know what? This is kind of a cool feature that they just added. Are they going to continue add features like this? Let's find out. Maybe I'll pay for at least one more month to watch TLC.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I of course took the free month because I was, I had unsubscribed since there was nothing really big going on. And I will continue. I'll come back, especially for December, probably for January as well, probably through WrestleMania more than likely. But I really like these new features. There's one I want to add, and that is the ability to share lists. So I think that wrestling fans are a pretty tight-knit group. And so, for example, like you, myself, like Doug, you know, who all have the network, let's just say, Doug, you have to see this is the best of Kurt Angle. You know, like here are these Kurt Angle matches that you got to watch. And then I could create a list, like a playlist that I could then send to you guys. So you would be able to, like, we would be, you know, be like a social network, right? It'd be kind of like the WWE Facebook. And so you would take a look and it would say, Aaron Hughes has recently watched Total Divas. And you'd be like, oh my God, I love Total Divas. Which one did he see? And then you could then take a look to see what I watched, see things that I've that playlists that I've shared, certain types of things like that. That's something that I would like to see. That's a little more like dream like, but the fact that they have a watch list for yourself and a resume list, that makes everything all better. I'll say that much.
And the fact that it's across all platforms. So like even on my phone, my one watching it through, you know, just the regular WWE Network.com, it's all the same. So kudos to them for actually listening to us. And yeah, so I'm happy about that. And also this week, Survivor Series, if you can sign up any email address you want, it's free for the rest of the month until the 30th. It's free. So you can watch Survivor Series for free. So it's going to be interesting to see how much the network gets bogged down. But the one thing, you know, we're leading up to Survivor Series. One thing I didn't understand was Dolph Ziggler lost the IC title to Luke Harper. Why? Mm-hmm. Why do this now? I don't get it.
Well, it's not so much doing it now, but it was who he did it to. Ziggler and Luke Harper didn't have a feud going on. Luke Harper just came back from being cleansed from Bray Wyatt. I did not understand this at all. Like it wasn't dumbfounding, but it was just kind of dumb. I think that's what it is. It didn't make any sense. Honestly, I think Luke Harper is better than Eric Rowan, but I don't see Luke Harper more than a tag team champion. Him winning the IC title, it doesn't besmirch it, but I mean, that's the highest that he'll ever get, you know, like, and even him taking it from Ziggler, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't. I don't think that it's the right move. I think when you make an IC champion, you need to make it somebody who's really special. And I had done a top five of, you know, people who really besmirched the IC championship. Santino, I think, was number one. Curtis Axel was one of them. You know, these were people that them winning it made it look like, oh, wow, this was the title that Randy Savage held. That he made it worth something. Not that Luke Harper does that, but Luke Harper, I don't think, is to that caliber.
Yeah, I understand that they say they have the U.S. champion, the IC champion on their team. I can see that, but come on. This is ridiculous. The other thing also that I thought was really weird is that Ryback is still all about Ryback. It's Ryback Ryback's rules, the big guy, his new slogan now, it's all about him. He just as long as he can get his, that's all that matters. So is he going to turn on Cena at some point? Because that's, to me, that's what this is saying. They're like, I'm going to turn on Cena. Just, I'm not going to tell you when, but we're going to do it. That's how this is how I'm reacting to what he's been saying.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, he said that he was neutral and then he came out in favor of Team Cena. I'm not sure the route that they're going to go with this, if they want to get him a super over baby face. I think that they're actually doing a pretty good job with Ryback right now. They're putting him in some pretty decent matches and potentially even some good feuds. I think that's the smart route to go. You know, with what they did, obviously, last time was just, you know, it really set him back a number of years. So the crowd is definitely behind him. I think he could have a pretty good feud with Rusev, to be honest. I think him and Rusev would actually probably be a good feud, like, for WWE. And that's where you have Ryback get a win. You know, have somebody pin Rusev, for the love of God. But anyway. The other thing, though, Andy, Cesaro, he came out in favor of Team Cena, and then he said, oh, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm going to leave the ring now. What'd you think of that?
That was pretty comical to me, but it was just weird that he came out there and was like, ha, 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 I'm not a part of this. Something's going on. And like I said, they've been beating Cesaro down for a while. I'm wondering if he's in for a major push here shortly, because that's how I'm taking it, at least.
I don't know. They've done a really bad job with him personally, especially over the last few weeks. And really, I shouldn't say last few weeks, last month or so. You know, he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and they've done nothing with him since then. And he was a shooting star, and they just decided, nope. We're not going to do much with you. So
no, they're going to focus.
The crowd was behind him.
Yeah, they were behind him. They were cheering, and then when he did, they're like, "Oh, boo!" You know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, you have a bunny take on Adam Rose for some reason at Survivor Series, because you know that's going to happen. Which, by the way, they should just get that storyline done over with. But by the way, I just want to point something out. They did something weird with the bunny. He actually wore a bodysuit underneath. So you can't tell if it's going to what color the guy is, because, you know, at one point we said it was going to be Darren Young, and, you know, he's going to be a Titus O'Neil. But realistically, nothing's going on with that anymore. But here's the one thing that we pretty much know the outcome of this. If for some reason Cena loses, everyone gets fired. They announce this on SmackDown, and to me, this is just saying that, yes, Team Cena is going to win. You know, they just added Rowan to the team, which I thought was kind of weird. But now they're saying, like, if you lose, all of you are getting fired.
So let me ask you this. Before they even made this announcement, who did you think was going to win? So right now it said that if Authority loses, they're out of power, and then Team Cena, there was no stipulation for them. Who did you think was going to win?
The Authority.
And I agree. I felt the same way. This almost exclusively makes it, no matter what, Team Cena has to win.
Yeah, and that's the sad part, because you're not going to fire Cena. You're not going to fire, you know, Dolph Ziggler. You're not going to fire. I mean, it would make sense because you took the title off Dolph, you know, before you fired him. But, you know, and Ryback, see, and, you know, you started thinking about it, you're like, that doesn't make sense, you know, because you can't fire those guys and then say, oh, by the way, gosh, this is just ridiculous to me. I don't even want to, like, speculate anymore. It just, to me, Team Cena is going to win. They've basically locked it.
Here's one of the things that they do too, because Cena's been fired before, you know, he has been, or been threatened with being fired. And I hate that. It's like killing off a character in comics, you know. Yeah, Captain America was killed off. Guess what? He came back almost immediately. You know, Superman was killed off. He came back immediately. It's the same thing. It's like, hey, we're going to fire you. Well, you're going to be back here in a moment. So, you know, who cares if I'm fired, quote unquote.
Yeah, but to me, that I don't like having stipulations like that. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they do lose and then Vince comes out and says, no, I never agreed to that. You know, they could do something like that. Who knows? I mean, this is, to me, ridiculous. That's pretty much all I can say about it.
I don't know why they even added this. Like, this is a misnomer. You know, it was unnecessary, and them adding this did not make it, oh, man, what could happen? It made it go, eh, who cares?
Oh, you mean that what's not, you know, unnecessary? The fact that there's going to be a Divas Survivor Series style match? That's ridiculous.
Well, that's when I get up and go to the bathroom, Andy, and then it will be over by the time I get back. 20 seconds later.
You know, I thought the same thing, but we had to deal with Grumpy Cat, of course, and Grumpy Cat's there. And then, but you know, the thing that saved Grumpy Cat was the fact that Mizdow and the Miz are just awesome. There's no other way about it. They have to put the straps on them.
Well, yes, and you know what? The other thing they need to do is they need to keep these guys going, because they're looking to turn Miz on Mizdow. They certainly are. And I really think that they shouldn't. I think that they should tease it for a long time. And, you know, show a little bit of tension. That's fine. Don't turn them, though. Don't turn them for a while. Because right now, they're making money together. And they're not going to make money separately as much as what they think they are. So let them, you know, do their thing together. That's what I think they should do. The Grumpy Cat stuff, I was just – I did not understand it. Why on earth did you announce this? Why on earth did you have that cat there? What did it bring to the show? Did it really do a lot? Not really.
Yeah. We'll just end on that with the WWE program for this week. But overall, I will say from my notes, I just want to say that Ryback actually had a great match against Cesaro. Hands down.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, absolutely. Over 15 minutes. Give him credit. Those guys. And so it wasn't just Cesaro. It was actually Ryback as well. It actually showed that Ryback can lose. So. Anyway, so let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK. You're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, check out Section 86's Off the Mark page and click on the banner at the top to save big on items from WWEShop.com. So let's move on to the final taped Impact Wrestling. Well, what?
Which brings up, like you said, it's a final taped. We are not going to get a new Impact Wrestling until the first of the year.
Yep, and that's why I believe that they signed the deal. They need to do a show here in the next few weeks. Just say free tickets. Just to get two shows in the bag. So you have it on the 17th and the 24th, or even the 10th and the 17th. Just free shows. That's what they need to do. Just so then they can have those leading into them going to Destination America, and then they start back up taping. And like I said, we do it every other week. The weird part was that, you know, they have the Knockouts Championship. It did change hands. So Taryn Terrell is your new Knockouts Champion. And see, that's why the Bound for Glory thing, people were upset, because they knew that, you know, Havoc was not the champion. So that made a lot of people mad. But yeah, it was overall, it was not that bad of a match. I think it's more because of Gail Kim, because she can wrestle.
Well, you know, having Taryn Terrell there was really nice. I think that her finally getting the strap was a good nod. Obviously, she's going to have it for a little while since this was taped a while ago. So good for her for that. The other big thing, though, Andy, is that they had the four-way match for the X Division Championship, and low-key won it. So Samoa Joe vacated the title. I don't understand why they did that. You know, it's a storyline injury, because obviously he wrestled with the title at Bound for Glory. And I don't know what they're doing with him personally. So, well, I don't know if they're trying to
put him off TV or what. He is actually legitimately hurt, though. He had a storyline injury, but he also was hurt. That's why at Bound for Glory, the match wasn't that good, because he did what he could do. And it wasn't – and that's the thing. So – it's not a you know, an A plus match. It's like a B plus, like, you know. Yeah,
but why take the title off of him, though? It, you know, you don't, like, if you think about it, last week and this week, you just don't have him wrestle.
You have to
and guess what? He'll be ready at the first of the year.
But you have to remember, when they taped all those shows, he was hurt, so they kind of panicked and took the title off him. which was dumb because then at Bound for Glory, he can wrestle. So he's the X Division champion, which no matter how you look at it, this was just dumb. They should have done something where, okay, we know that he's going to do this one of the last shows, and then the final show, they're going to put a new X Division champion. They could have done something where he wrestled, you know, in a triple threat or a four-way match and then sneaks the win. You know, you could have hid certain things. And
absolutely.
And it being taped, you could edit the match a certain way. Like they did a Lucha Underground with Chavo Guerrero's match that was 15 minutes that edited down to four because it was that bad. So they could do that, you know, with especially since it's taped shows. But yeah, so yeah. But anyways, Loki did win. It was a good match. I'm very happy that Loki won because now with them having a new home, you're going to see that style. But it's also going to lead up to him versus Samoa Joe. And that's going to be some pretty decent matches.
Yeah, and they've wrestled before. They actually wrestled recently for the X Division Championship. And, you know, it was a good match. I think that maybe they're looking to try to extend that feud and make it something bigger than what it has been, which is, you know, not a bad idea. I really think that they need some more X Division stars, though, other than, like, three people. And I understand it was a fatal four-way, but, you know, they had a couple joke characters. And, you know, you need to do more, I think.
Yeah. Now, Bobby Roode and Bobby Lashley, they continue their feud. They have a unsanctioned street fight, if you want to call it that. No refs. We're just going to fight. That's great. You know, Roode came out at the beginning of the show and did his old speech about wrestling and stuff, which is pretty good. But, you know, they're continuing the feud. I thought Lashley is done, though, with TNA. So what are they going to do then? Is he just done? Or is he going to come back so they can finish it?
Well, now that they have a new home, they have an opportunity to try to court Lashley a little bit more. Maybe have him come back to the TNA family. I actually think Lashley's run was really good. I was pretty happy with it, to be honest. I think that Lashley coming in, doing kind of that Brock Lesnar type role was really good, except he wrestled all the time. You know, he's not a special attraction like Lesnar, but he's still a pretty big presence. So, you know, kudos to him for that. I think that this is leaving the door open, and that's a good thing. And I think having these people come in for these short runs is actually really nice because you get a breath of fresh air. And Lashley came in, he was there for, what, 4 months maybe? And that was pretty nice. You know, he had a really good run. So I hope that they do that with some of these other, you know, other folks.
Here's the other thing, though. He's with Bellator, and that's Spike TV.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Is he going to be allowed to do that where he wrestles on Destination America?
I don't think it's the same thing. I could see a possibility, though, of Spike TV saying, you have to choose one or the other. And obviously, he's going to go whichever is more money, which is probably Bellator, so...
Yeah, so we probably won't see the feud. That's why I hope they tape a show or two, because if he can't do that, then have their feud end the feud, end it properly on TV.
So yeah, I agree.
What's going on with Kurt Angle and MVP now?
So they've always had tension, and when Angle came in and took over from MVP, they definitely didn't like each other. And I think that what they're doing right now is they're really helping to tease a feud that's going to be happening, a match that'll happen, you know, at one of the pay-per-views. I don't know what TNA's pay-per-view structure is going to look like next year. I don't think anyone does. So, you know, they might do four matches. They might do four. They might do three. We're not sure yet, but I think at one of the big pay-per-views, we're going to see these two fight.
I believe that they should go to eight and then have four free and four non. That's what I believe they should do. Also, because certain TV deals they have elsewhere, they have to run so many pay-per-views for free as part of their TV deal. So I hope they go to eight. So you have four big ones, and then you have four on free TV where you run it on a Sunday night. So it's just like that. But then, of course, you throw ads and crap in there as well. Yeah, hopefully just not, you know, during the match. It's like, oh, we got to cut away for 4 minutes. Oh, thanks. So we're going to come back to 4 minute rest holds. Thank you. You know, you want to be that guy there. But, you know, so I'm happy that they got the new home. I've said that multiple times. I'm really excited for him. I just would like to hear some of the details, and I'm pretty sure we'll hear that over the next few weeks, and we can definitely discuss it at that time. But
yeah, and I, you know, echo your thoughts about them finding home. It sounds like you're going to get your prediction right, by the way.
Hey, I ain't no please, and I know you're not going to get your prediction with CM Punk coming back. or you know what? Hey,
did I make that one?
Yeah, you made that one. I wanted to throw his name out there because he was on Talking Dead. I don't watch The Walking Dead. I haven't even watched that episode yet, or the Talking Dead where he's on there, not as Phil Brooks, but as CM Punk. So, well, we got to talk about CM Punk, you know, every week. But you know, that's the one thing we didn't talk about: the rumor about AJ Lee supposedly leaving. I don't believe it because remember she was pregnant, and that same guy who said that she's leaving after TLC said she was pregnant. But if she's pregnant, she's been pregnant and she hasn't shown at all this entire time. But anyways, hey, did you get a chance to check out the WWE 2K15 game for Xbox One?
No.
I watched some videos on it, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to be, if I play, I know I will play it, but Bill DeMont yelling his sayings honestly will get to me. It's like, seriously, dude, I'm, you know, it's a game, but, and I know you're trying to make this realistic, but you're really starting to annoy the crap out of me now. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.